This is AgriPulse Drive Time for Wednesday, April 24th, brought to you by the Association of Equipment Manufacturers. Good afternoon. I'm Jeff Daly. Particles of the bird flu virus have been detected in samples of dairy products on store shelves. Agriculture Secretary Tom Vilsack told reporters today that the pasteurization process did its job.
Jeff, what I can tell you, and what I think the Food and Drug Administration would say as well, is that based on the information we currently have available, our commercial milk supply is safe for two reasons. One, pasteurization process works, and two, convinced that farmers are working with us to divert any and destroy any milk that may be coming from sick cows. So to answer your question specifically, I put cream in my coffee today and had absolutely no hesitation in doing so, and I had a grilled cheese sandwich for lunch.
Vilsack said milk from symptomatic dairy cows is eliminated at the source. Other animals show no signs of the influenza.
Some asymptomatic cows were milked. The milk was delivered, and it was given to the processor, and then the processor pasteurized it at a temperature which basically, based on the tests that we've conducted, essentially results in the virus being present, but the virus not being live or a risk to people.
Vilsack said testing is extensive and the pasteurization process has proven to be effective in protecting consumers.
It's not surprising that a virus could be found in a pasteurized sample. The question is whether or not the virus is live in that sample. So in other words, you can find particles of the virus after pasteurization, because pasteurization is not sterilization. It doesn't necessarily remove every evidence of a virus, but what it does is it kills the capacity of the virus to be infectious. And that's what you're concerned about. The concern is there a live virus in that milk? And the pasteurization samples that have been done up to this point on milk that has contained virus has resulted in the virus not being live. That's the key.
Here are some developments as a result of dairy fragments being discovered in commercial dairy products. U.S. Department of Agriculture now is going to require H5N1 testing for all lactating dairy cows moving across state lines. The USDA will also mandate that laboratories and state veterinarians report all positive influenza A tests in livestock to the USDA's Animal and Plant Health Inspection Service. The Food and Drug Administration is now doing much broader testing of dairy products nationally to determine the extent of H5N1 fragments in pasteurized dairy products. FDA says H5N1 is neutralized by pasteurizing. They have been testing H5N1 in chicken eggs, and the heat needed to destroy the virus in those eggs is lower than pasteurizing. Finally, the CDC says there is a low risk to human health, and they have seen no increase in foodborne illnesses. In other news today, a trade mission to India has federal and state agriculture officials more optimistic about future trade with the nation following meetings there this week. India's population exceeds 1.4 billion people, nearly half. 45% are 24 years of age or younger, and there is a rapidly growing middle class. Officials see that as tremendous opportunity for future trade. USDA's Alexis Taylor told reporters on a press call today she believes the conversations that have taken place during the trip are more positive than they were when she came with the delegation back in 2016. Today's Drive Time is brought to you by the Association of Equipment Manufacturers. Join the agriculture industry for a celebration of modern ag on the National Mall, Monday, May 6th through Wednesday, May 8th. Hosted by the Association of Equipment Manufacturers, the future of food and farming will be displayed through the 25 exhibiting equipment manufacturers and over 30 partnering organizations. Autonomous equipment, combines, tractors, aerial drones, robotic milkers, advanced genetics, and innovative conservation practices will showcase technology and enable sustainability. Exhibits are open 9 to 5, May 6th through 8th on the National Mall. Well, that's all for today's Drive Time. For more agriculture, trade, food, environment, and regulatory news, visit AgriPulse.com. For AgriPulse, I'm Jeff Daly.